Okay.
Cool.
Am I uncertain? Zero issues.
Holiday have fun.
Rock a solo.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to episode 2 of the Holiday Half Pints. Today we are doing a dramatic reading.
That's true.
So dramatic.
And today from, it's the Punisher Holiday Special, Volume 1, Number 2 from January 1994. That's right, multiple Punisher alone holiday specials.
Wait, if it's on the same volume, does that mean that they came out in the same year?
God, I hope so. I hope there was like 1 month where there was just multiple.
One was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And then
there's so many holidays.
Right, you had an Arbor Day special.
Yep. Yeah. Actually, this one will be a bit of an Arbor Day special, but we'll let you wait for it.
A bit of the old Arbor Day special.
So we have a story called The Killing Season, which we're going to be, it's going to be slightly truncated because it's like a 16-page story.
Truncated?
Oh, Arbor Day. Plotted by George Carragone, scripted by Eric Fine, drawn by J.J. Birch.
What? Come on!
Those were all
no way. Alright, so, we open on Punisher and Microchip hanging out in some warehouse. They always hang out in warehouses.
Punisher is a Goliath of a man.
Yeah, he's sitting in a metal chair, just angrily, tensely sitting in a chair while Micro's moving a tree around.
They're actually right beside each other?
Yeah,
and
they are.
That's the size difference.
That's the perspective. Yeah, no, there's no perspective. It's dead on. So we have somebody needs to play our dear friend Frank Castle. Who should it be? Who's got the deep...
Oh, you got the deep...
Serious voice. Who can pull off...
Kyle's feeling a little under the weather, and he's got the deep... The deep deeps.
I've got the deep deeps.
Well, I think we found our Frank.
No, I could not sustain that voice.
No.
Here's
the thing. Okay, there's a lot of narration.
Sure, fellas,
also.
I'll be the Punisher.
I'll take Microchip if you want to do narration.
Oh, am I doing narration?
Oh, do you want to do it? Doesn't matter.
You've got a great narration voice.
You do.
Narration, I think, is actually the Punisher, though.
Oh, is it? Oh.
There could be two Franks. Two Furious. About crime. There's also a lot of mobsters. A whole lot of mobsters.
Well,
so
we'll make that up as we go.
This is Ryan Robin.
Yeah, okay.
Mobsters.
So we're doing two Franks.
So spoken Frank.
Who's narration Frank? Who's dialogue Frank?
I'll be narration Frank.
You?
Okay.
That's good.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So I'm pretty sure it's narration. I think it is. Or maybe it's not.
Oh.
God.
I should have read this first. Oh yeah. No, it is. It definitely is. It's definitely Frank.
It's that time of year again. When the foul air of the city is laced with the sweet smell of peppermint and roasted chestnuts, where the wail of police sirens is drowned out by the melodic chords of carolers roaming from street to street, joy to the world, it's Christmas time again. Yeah, right.
Hey, Frank! Look at this! Ain't she a beaut?
Get rid of it! You know how I feel about Christmas.
Come on, lighten up! You can't be grim and gritty all the time.
Yeah, watch me.
All right, now I gotta make the narration deeper.
He thinks softer, I don't know.
It's amazing what some people think they need to get through... Ah, shit. It's amazing what some people think they need to get themselves through these rough times. Bunch of grown men, soldiers with granite hearts, fawning over a little Christmas tree.
And now we have a flashback to his Nam days, or whatever war they've made it now.
I didn't want to go, but I saw it in their eyes. They needed me. They needed me to fuck.
Try again.
They needed me to fuck. They needed to be reminded that there was something other than the war, something good, somewhere that made all this insanity worthwhile. Stupid tree. I was starting to believe that a Christmas tree actually wasn't a bad idea after all. But then I got back to camp. They were all dead. Slaughtered by a Viet Cong rocket attack while I was wasting time with decorations. I torched the tree that night. Merry Christmas, boys.
So he's having a sad time. So we're going to skip over a number of pages now, okay, because let's get to the goods. So Frank is just a stupid tree. He's very upset. They have some friends, apparently, called the Ferals. They're supposed to go to a Christmas party.
They were going to go to a Christmas party.
So we could just do this part, I guess. It's like, stupid tree.
What do you say?
Nothing. Listen, I'm going out. I've got some unfinished business to take care of.
Don't forget the Ferals' Christmas party tonight.
I'm not.
I made a bundt cake.
I'm not going.
Come on, Frank. They're about the only normal friends I've got. It might do you good to be among regular people. It's just for one night, Frank.
No!
No!
They're a deep go. In married couple mode at this point.
They're your friends!
So Frank goes out trying to find some criminals to murder. He comes across somebody looting a store. He knows them ahead of time. He's basically saying, I'm going to kill you. His son shows up and basically begs for mercy for his father, who's son of the criminal. Not Frank's, obviously.
I was going to say Frank's son? That criminals. Changes the story entirely.
Then Frank has a flashback. He says, it's Christmas Eve. Don't take him away from me. He has a flashback to another time when his wife was alive. And children, I'm assuming, not present. Someone steals Maria's purse. Frank pulls a gun out immediately, because even then, he's not f***ing around.
Yeah.
Is ready to gun the guy down. Maria talks him down. Says, hey, you know, show a little leniency. It's Christmas. Come on. So Frank decides not to kill the punk. And then, remembering that, decides to let the criminal go. And then he heads to where he's really going. This has no bearing on the plot of this story also. These multiple pages where this happens. He's actually going to, like, a mob boss's party.
It's building character.
It's building character, yeah. And it's this holiday special that no one will read. So he goes up to there's a mob Christmas party, I guess. And he's pulls up in the battle van. The police are there. They've just basically like, oh, we noticed they've all double parked. We're going to ticket them. And then they leave. Like, the police are even showing leniency on this night. The Punisher, he's setting things up. He's got some C4. He's got a detonator. Let's cut to the mob party. Who wants to be this guy?
Is that like a boss or is that a?
Is that a butler?
I think it is. I think he's the main dude. Mr. Turfuro is his name. Tortufo. That's real.
All right, boys, gather around. I got something special planned for you tonight to show how much I value your loyalty and your hard work.
You shouldn't have, Mr. Tortufo!
Ah, nonsense. We're family here. Come on, forget about it.
Sorry, I jumped on you.
That's good.
Hey! Get a load of this!
It's Sammy!
Who's under the beard? He looks kind of familiar.
That you, Louie?
Merry Christmas, dirtbags!
It's the Punisher!
Oh, fuck!
Ack, ung, 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 no!
Punisher in full Santa Claus outfit, just gunning him down.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat, because that's
what the fuck it sounds like.
Bing, 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 bing.
So, Mr. Tortufo is begging for his life, basically. There's an elaborate, sort of fancy, sharp-looking Christmas tree decoration on his desk. Let's hear what Frank has to say in his brain.
They scream for their loved ones, for mercy, for God. And like their victims, their pleas fell on deaf ears. The only response they deserve is the one they got. Death.
Who's him again?
I'll take him.
Yeah. No, it's Tortufo now.
Remember, oh my God! Oh my God!
Very Italian.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Nice tree you've got there, Vinny.
You want it? Take it. Just to leave me alone.
Stainless steel. Must have been very expensive. It's real sharp looking.
Like I said, take it.
No. You know the old saying.
Oh God, I know what's gonna
happen. Oh, of course. This is the big payoff, friends.
It's better to give than to receive.
Shafuck. He got shanked by a tree.
So you have the Punisher dressed as Santa Claus stabbing a mobster to death with a Christmas tree.
Did it come out 94, you said?
Yeah, 94.
Alright, checks out.
Yeah.
And just the look on Frank's face. He's wearing the beard, like, below. Not above, the beard, like, below, and he's got the hood on.
You gotta get that grizzle.
Yeah.
He is enjoying himself.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
he's touching himself as he's doing it.
We cut to the party that Microchip referred to earlier, and we have a number of the Ferals. Was that what they called? The Ferals? Who, I don't know who they are.
And also, he's shown up as Santa.
Yeah. So Frank shows up as Santa.
No blood on the suit, I assume.
Whatsoever, no. That's red. How would you tell?
It's red, yeah.
So one person walks up and says, "Here, let me help you with those."
Thanks. I picked up a few gifts. I hope you like them.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
It's okay. I got a good deal on them. A real steal.
Oh my, what a beautiful leather holster. You certainly have unique tastes.
Should have known that a thug like Jatorfo wouldn't hand out real gifts to his men. Live and learn.
Good to see you, Frank. I'm glad you came.
Besides, when it came to Christmas, it's not the gift, it's the thought that counts. Right?
I like the idea of... Oh, sorry. I do like the idea of him, like, narrating over Micro.
Yeah, not listening at all.
Micro's talking and he's just...
Yeah, like, start
zoning. Micro is a close talker.
He starts to say, "Good to see you, Frank. I'm glad you came."
Besides, when it comes to Christmas...
it's a Christmas miracle. And that is the Killick season.
Yay!
Yeah.
It's very Kirby-esque in the drawing.
I can see that.
Mm. A little bit in the faces.
A little bit. And there we go. And that was the long one, so the next dramatic reading is going to be a real short episode.
Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Thanks for coming to day two. I'm Merc.
I'm Kyle.
I continue to be Bri.
All day.
Every day.
Well, this guy better still be Bri when I look. All right.